bank vote? The Boyana Rebbe quotes from one of the earlier Rebbes of Boyan, Rebbe of Boyan Chernovitz. And he says, a kashem, that just as Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, so too, Mishnechnas Nisan Marvin Be'emuna. Marvin Be'emuna. Toronto in a very, very simple piece, nothing too fancy here. A very simple piece, simple in words, hard to do, from Rav Kluger. Okay, this is from the second volume of the Nezer Yisrael, volume on Moadim. And the piece is called Kiilu Yatza. It's a longer piece than you have in front of you. You just have two pages in front of you. And he tells us a definition of Amuna that I think is really important to think about this time of the year. Mishnechlas Nisan Marim Be'amuna, obviously Pashup Shad is, we're going to come to the Seder, we're going to think about Hashem, and we're going to close our eyes, and we're going to re-experience everything that was, and we're going to solidify our belief in Hashem, and we're going to pass that on to our children. We're going to eat the matzah, which is the food of Amunah. Right? If you got it to Levincha, we're going to transmit Amunah to our families. So obviously the Pashup Shad of Amunah is faith. We should have faith in the Creator of the world. But Amunah, there's another taich in Amunah, based on Ohev Yisrael and Parshas Noach, which I think will give us a totally different perspective on how to approach these days. Okay, so let's see. Kasav Baal HaGadah. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotzami mitzrayim. Shenamar v'higadetol levincha b'yom ahu lemor b'avor ze osa shem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. HaGadah tells us that in every generation, a person is chayiv to see himself ki'ilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. Now that word ki'ilu is very interesting, not for now, but definitely something to think about as if ki'ilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. Well, did I leave Mitzrayim? The next line of the Haggadah is about to tell us I did leave Mitzrayim. If not for Hashem's salvation, I'd still be in Mitzrayim. And when I'm reliving it, I would hope that I'm reliving it more than just a ki'ilu. Ki'ilu means, you know, as if. This is a watered down version of the real thing. I thought in the Leil Seder we're striving for, not ki'ilu, that mamish we feel it. Chayav adam liros es atzmo, not just ki'ilu, as if I left Mitzrayim. Okay, that's a separate point. I'm thinking about that ki'ilu. So I want to just be ma'or with that. But again, Pashup Shad, a person needs to re-experience Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Haggadah goes on, the Haggadah says, Lo es avoseinu bilvad gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't look at this as a thing of the past. It wasn't just our ancestors who HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved. Ela af osanu gal imahem. But we were saved along with them. In what sense? So in the sense that, again, had, as it says in Haggadah, had Hashem not taken us out, we'd still be in Mitzrayim, which is a kasha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you gave us a deadline. Even if you want a taina that we left early, after 210 years, even if you want to claim that we left prematurely, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you set a deadline. So the thought that in 2017, Tav Shanai and Zayim, we'd still be in Mitzrayim, if not for Hashem, that's hard to imagine. How does that work? What does that mean? But the bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. In what sense did Hashem take us out? He took us out because our ancestors were taken out and we were included within our ancestors? Is that the pshat? Were our souls in Mitzrayim? Is Mitzrayim also a spiritual reality as opposed to just a physical reality? So physically I wasn't there. I was born in 1981. Do the math. How old is he? I'm 35. I think. Yeah? So physically I wasn't in Mitzrayim, but spiritually we were all in Mitzrayim. Or do you say, no, even physically I was sort of there. The same way that the apple seed that we spoke about on Purim has within it all the future apples and all the future trees and all the future seeds. So too, we were included within our parents. This, by the way, is an important answer that Rishonim give as to why we have to keep mitzvahs. I never signed up at Har Sinai. Why should I have to keep mitzvahs that my parents signed up for, my great-grandparents signed up for? And the answer is, if you understand that you are included, not only spiritually, but in a certain sense physically, right, within the person who you come from, so you're bound by the commitments that they made. I wasn't one of the founding fathers of this country either, and I didn't sign up to be bound by American law, but okay, you're living within, you're in this environment, and you're bound by the environment. But we were in Mitzrayim. And whatever, however you want to understand that we were in Mitzrayim, and therefore, behold, over door, we need to think about that and re-experience it and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, and that's what the Seder is about. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says in Devarim, Parak Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vosanu Otsim Yisham Leman Havi Osanu, Laseis Lanu Es Ha'aret Asher Nishpala Voseinu. Hashem, you took us out of there to give us the land that you swore to our Avos. Okay? So says Rav Kluger, says Rav Avin Tzvi Kluger Shlita, V'yesh lahavin ketad yuchal adam liras es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza. Again, the ki'ilu maybe helps us to think about it. Even to get to a ki'ilu is not so easy. To think of it as if I left Mitzrayim, what does that mean? And what's the point? What's the point? Why can't I just say thank you? Why do I have to go back and re-experience the Yetzia? What was it about the way they got out is really what we're asking, right? This is our first real question. What was it about the way that they got out that we are trying to tap back into? How did they get out? What were they doing to get themselves out? And how is that nogeya to us when we think about the Maamar Chazal and Rosh Hashanah? Benisan nigalu, benisan asidan ligal. We left in the past in Nisan, we're going to leave in the future in Nisan. So I need to think about how they got out in order to know how we get out. If I want to understand how to get out of the final galus, I need to go back to the root of all galus, which is galus Mitzrayim. Okay? So he says, we need to understand what this idea of Chayav Adam Liras Tzatzmo is about. Ubeprat Mashadiyak HaRambam, all the more so according to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, how they present it, Lichtov, the Rambam writes, Sha'alav Liras Tzatzmo Ki'ilu Yatza Ata. The Rambam has the word Ata. Ilu yata ata. I have to see myself leaving Mitzrayim right here, right now. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch HaRav records it, ki ilu hu ata yotze mishibun Mitzrayim. To see myself in this very moment, as if I'm being freed from Mitzrayim. We also know that the Tanya has, there's a diuk. The Tanya also in Parak Mem Zayin. The Tanya says, b'chol dor v'dor v'chol yom v'yom, chayav adam liras hasatzva. So this is part of our daily obligation. When you say the third paragraph of Shema, and the Archul Siddur on the side says, here's where you should think about, you know, remember daily the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, b'chol yom v'yom, I have to try to get out of Mitzrayim. So what technique did they use? That's the question we're going to ask ourselves. A simple question. What technique did they use to get out, and how can we work on that technique to use the same technique? So he quotes a really amazing thing. Mashpia once shared this with us from the Moreh Na'im. The Moreh Na'im, Rebbe of Chernobyl in Parsha Sav, next week's Parsha, says an amazing thing. Here's his lashon. Zeh lashon kodesh. Al hayam hayekitrug elu ve'elu hayu ovdei avodah zara. By the sea, the malachim and shemayim had a taina against us. These ones worshipped avodah zara, and these ones worship Avodah Zarah. Meaning what? We're no better than the Egyptians. Okay, we didn't change our names. We didn't change our clothing. The Jews are not such big tzaddikim with Mitzrayim. After all the Mamar Chazal that try to praise us, bottom line, 49th level of Tovah. We were a second away from destruction. So when we get to the Yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to help us, you know, cross through on dry land, and the Mitzrayim are about to drown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Malachim Mitzrayim says, whoa, hold on a second. How does this make any sense? Why do these Jews get to go free and the Egyptians drown? So he says an amazing thing. He says, look, Ach b'Mitzrayim osu Yisrael kol ha-seder b'layla ke-havaya ke-tzurasa k'mosha anu osin. The Jews in Mitzrayim had a Pesach Seder. Exactly like we do. Really? Exactly like we do? Exactly? Same bottles of wine? Charosas? Shots or matzahs? Or wherever else you get your matzah? The Mamish had a Seder? They weren't even free yet. Exactly. Says the Moreh Na'im, the Jews of Mitzrayim, they sat down on the Leil Seder, and they made a beautiful Seder. And they told the story of the redemption from Egypt in Mitzrayim. That's crazy. In Mitzrayim, they were telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they believed, right? They were able to say, "Animam v'mun shleima," that we're definitely going to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore, they were outside of, they were lamalim and azman, as Rav Kluger is going to explain. And they had experienced Yitzrayim, they had experienced Yitzrayim Mitzrayim while they were still in Mitzrayim. Uva'os anachasadim shem shichu nigalu. And through that chesed, through drawing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed upon themselves, by tapping into a chesed that had yet to occur, nigalu, that made it a reality. Belief shapes reality. That's the yisod. That's the yisod of today's piece from Rav Kluger. That belief shapes reality. That your desire to make it happen makes it happen. Lo esavoseinu bilvad. Lo esavoseinu bilvad gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't just avoseinu gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the word av mean? So we've pointed out in the past, av can mean what? Father. What else does av mean? Ratzon. Av is sometimes a lashon of ratzon, of desire. So we say in the Haggadah, lo esavoseinu bilvad. It wasn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Ratzon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, meaning the Ratzon became reality. The desire became reality. The Klal Yisrael wanted to get out of Mitzrayim, and guess what? That belief became reality. It's amazing. We know this from many, many examples. Again, we'll see Torah examples. But I'll just tell you, I have a book at home called Why We Make Mistakes. Secular book, Why We Make Mistakes. So he has a study in there on page 49 and 50. He talks about that, and again, there's countless studies like this. This is just one of many examples. That they had people taste different types of wine. A $5 bottle of wine, a $10 bottle of wine, a $35 bottle of wine, a $45 bottle of wine, and a $90 bottle of wine. Just so happens that the bottle that was a $90 bottle of wine was actually the same wine as the $10 bottle of wine. And they asked people which wine they liked the best, and of course, invariably people said, "Oh, the $90 bottle of wine is so much better." Okay. So they were blinded. They were blinded by their senses. They saw a sign that said $90, so they assumed this is supposed to be the better wine. So that part we've heard a million times, but what's really cool is afterwards they did brain scans on these people to see the brain response to thinking you're drinking a $90 bottle of wine. Even though it was really, and when you thought you were drinking a $90 bottle of wine, the brain response was that much, you know, more. The excitement, the body, because it perceived itself as drinking an expensive wine, the body responded, you were drinking a cheap wine, but the body, mamish, responded, Kilo was drinking an expensive wine. Because the belief that it was an expensive wine made it a reality. Made it a reality. Not just to be able to answer the survey, "Oh yeah, I think this is the best bottle." Your body literally experienced it. So that's what's happening in Mitzrayim. Wow. But in Mitzrayim, that's what's happening. The Jews said, "We are going to tap into the Gula before it happens," and that created the Gula for them. That's what the Mori Naim says. That Shayu Maminim Bavadai, that they would have a Gula, and that drew upon them the Gula. They drew those Chesedim upon themselves, and that Chesed itself that they drew upon themselves was their Gula. Uva Nisan Asidin Ligal, says the Mori Naim in conclusion, in Nisan, in the future, we're also going to be redeemed. The Eshgalus Klali, the Eshgalus Prati, the Hainu HaYisurim Sheish Kol Echad MiYisrael, Uva'osan HaChasadim Shemam Shichem BeNisan Asidin Ligal. And the same way that again, Klal Yisrael as a tzibur experienced that Geula, individually we all have our problems, we all have our Yisurim, and the Jewish people are going to have their individual Geula, and then once again a collective Geula in the month of Nisan, as we once again tap in and re-experience what they experienced. To use the desire of Geula to create Geula. B'zeh yasad yisod gadol, bottom right-hand corner, b'amun of amshachas Geula. So now, says Rav Kluger, what an unbelievable yisod, and what it means to bring about Geula. Shekasher od mitzuyim b'soch ha-galus ha-tzara. Al-af sha'ondim adayin lifnei ha-geula. When a person is still in the difficulty. And now you understand what the Baal Tanya writes in Parak Mem Zayin, that a person has to feel this not only, you know, B'chol dor v'dor, in broad strokes. B'chol yom v'yom. Every day a person wakes up and he needs to have geula in his life. So guess what? Try to create that reality with a ratzon to have a geula. Al'af sh'ondu medayin lefnei geula, even though right now you're still in the tzara. You're in the difficulty. U'kvar chayim ba'ofen shel geula. And yet, you have the ability to what? To experience geula. Ki yodim shinei omedes acharei kosleinu. וכבר קיימס בפועל ממש ומאמינים שבוועדה יהיו יוצאים על ידי כך ממשיכים את גילוי הגאולה. Because from Hashem's perspective, there's no such thing as before the Gula and after the Gula. The redemption's right on the other side of that wall, says Reb Kluger, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Omer Achar Kosleinu. Hashem is Meitzes Min Acharakim. Hashem is looking over the wall, peeking through the latticework. And therefore a person who allows himself to desire to be lamal min azman becomes lamal min azman. He experiences geula within galus. Va'avanas hadvarim shinei olam matzoi tachas hanagas azman. When you're living within this world, this worldly perspective, so then a person is bound by zman. Avraho v'asid achor Hashem yisvarach harayhu lamal min azman. But the light of redemption, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the orient of that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, is beyond time. The ain the fun of hevdil bein masha hove lebein masha haya. From Hashem's perspective, it doesn't matter what was, what is, and what will be. It's all the same. O masha terab haya va'asid liyos. What will be in the future? Beim kein kol hashbos haruchnios kvar kayamos mitzuyos bepal mamish. And therefore, Mashiach is here. From Hashem's perspective, Mashiach 100% exists. We're trapped within zman, so we feel that Mashiach is beyond us. We look at geula of the past as behind us. But from Hashem's perspective, it's mamish al shavah. It's b'po'o mamish, it's here. And mamish exists. It's not creating it. It's just drawing it upon yourself because it already exists. Ela she'yesh la'mshichan u'lo'tzian. Our job is to draw it close and then to actualize it, to bring it forth. La'vien li'dei gilo'im in ha'koach el'po'o, to take the geula, which from our perspective is dormant, is in potential, and to make it into reality. So now at least we have one interpretation of what ki'ilu yatza means. Why is it chayiv adam liros as atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mitzrayim? Why not chayiv adam liros atzmo that yatza, she yatza mitzrayim? Why is it a ki'ilu yatza? Because, explains Reb Kluger, because when they left mitzrayim was also a ki'ilu yatza. They hadn't left yet. But it was ki'ilu. It was as if it had happened. Even though they were sitting in Mitzrayim having a Seder. But they were so sure of the possibility of Geula that it became reality. And that's what we're trying to tap into on the Leil Seder. We're trying to look out our window, right, in a world that's still very much in Gullus, as we sit inside and play Geula, pretend to have Geula. But then hopefully we open that door. Now Leil is actually standing there. We walked into our house from the world of Gullus, we sat down, we acted out Geula, and then we go to the door to see if Mashiach has come. If Eliyahu is here to announce Mashiach's arrival. We're mamish trying to draw the Geula upon ourselves in the Leil Seder. Yeah?
It seems like you're saying two different things. Of one of like, if you believe it's going to happen, then it'll actually happen. And one is that it really is happening just because Hashem...
Right, so they're both true. It's 100%... It has happened already. Right? From Hashem's perspective, there's no past, present, and future. The goal is to be able to see Mashiach with our revealed senses, to experience Geula. So I have to first tap into something beyond my senses, which is that Ratzon, and then with the hope that, again, like the Lashani said here, that L'havion L'idei Giloi Menakoach L'Apollo. But in terms of it being here, yes, it is here. It's not in a revealed sense. And we have to open our eyes through that ratzon, through that belief, through that hope, through that confidence of the possibility of Geula, that makes Geula. Yeah?
That's the Rav Gusman story in the concentration camps.
Yeah, what's the Rav Gusman story?
When they were in the concentration camps, they all imagined themselves wearing their...
Rav
Gudel Eisner.
Right. Right. I tried to find. I'm still working on tracking down the source to that story. Getting close.
Yeah.
Because Varim Eila Kasa B'Sefer Kadosh Oyv Yisrael. So now here's the Var. Mishenechdas Mishenechnas Nisan, says the Rebbe of Boyan Chernovitz, Marben Be'emuna. So we have to understand what the word Amuna means. What does Amuna mean? So we say faith. Amuna means faith. We have more copies on the table anywhere?
Yeah. Right.
Someone pass Yaakov a copy, please. Amuna doesn't only mean faith. Amuna actually means, let's see. He quotes the Oy Yisrael in Parshas Noach. And you'll tell me, after he tells us the Vart, you'll tell me why it's in Parshas Noach. V'nira li, d'hinei tevas amuna yesh lo shnei peirushim. Amuna means two different things. Echad, one pshat in the amuna, kipshuto. Hamanas adavar shabavada yekach. Amuna means belief. Belief that it is so, or that it will be so. Od yesh lo, but there's a second pshat, a second taich in the word amuna. Like we find in the second parak of Megillas Esther, in Pasuk Zion. Emuna milashon vayi omein as hadasa. What does that mean that Mordechai was omein as hadasa? Who's hadasa? Hadasa he Esther. And how is Mordechai related to Esther? Husband. Okay, that's one.
Uncle.
Cousin. First cousin. First cousin. He's not. She's not his niece. I don't know why people think that. Megillah says that they were first cousins. Okay. That's why I asked it. So now you know. So Mordechai and Esther are first cousins. Yeah? And then he married her. He made her into a bas. Al tikri bas al abayis. They got married. They built a house together. But what does it mean by he omein es hadasa? The Gemara says that Esther was the saddest, one of the saddest orphans who ever was. When her mother became pregnant, her father died. And then her mother died when she was being born. Which means she never had parents. From the second she emerged into this world, she did not have a mother or a father. That's very tragic. And there's a lot to think about there. Why Esther Dafka should be someone without parents? Why the Geula comes about in that way? Why through the birth pangs, her mother died, giving birth to her. There's a lot there. But he omen as hadasa means that Mordechai raised hadasa. He raised her. He took care of her. Omen means to raise, to provide for, to lift her up. To raise her, right? I mean, that's the term we use for providing for someone. We say to raise a child. It means to lift it up. It's an interesting word, to raise. To lift someone up, to carry them, to support them, to draw them close, to help them to achieve their goals. So he says, Omein is a lashon of what? Hamshacha. Hamshacha, to draw something. He drew close Esther to provide for her. V'hu lashon hamshacha v'gidol, to raise her. To provide for her. Because Amunah does what? Amunah draws something into reality. It draws the potential of something out. Nebuch, this poor girl, if no one's going to provide for her, she's in big trouble. Mordechai says, I'll provide for her and I will draw out her potential. So Amunah is not only an abstract belief, let's sit back and wait for it to happen. Amunah makes it happen. Amunah shapes the reality. Amunah is a lashon of hamshacha. It draws forth that reality. Why is this in Parshas Noach? Why is this Oiv Yisrael in Parshas Noach? What does Rashi say? Noach didn't get into the Teva until the waters forced him in. It says Rashi because he was ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin. So we say, oh, Noach, you're a bad guy. You don't really believe until it's pouring? He didn't get into the Teva? He didn't really believe. He believed, but he didn't really believe. It says, Lo Yisrael, Noach is a tzaddik. What does Emunah mean? Emunah doesn't mean that Noach didn't believe. Noach believed, but he also understood that if he gets into the Teva, it's over. He believed in the world that they could do tshuva, and therefore he didn't want to believe in the Mabel, because if he believes in the Mabel, there's going to be a Mabel. If he believes the world is over, then the world is over. If the tzaddik decides conclusively that there's no one who's going to do tshuva, then no one can do tshuva at that point. There's a halacha that if a woman's husband drowns at sea, mayim she'ein lam sof. Yeah? Mayim she'ein lam sof. So we have a serious problem. Nevertheless, this woman might be in a guna. She might be stuck. Why? Why? Because we don't know what happened to her husband. Come on, we know what happened to her husband. What are the chances he survived? Let her get remarried. For sure he died at sea. There's no... You think he swam across the whole ocean and made it to dry land? It's a shaykh. And yet the halacha says, no, we have to be choshesh that he's alive. It's so not shaykh that he's alive. The Tolos Yaakov Yosef explains that if Chazal paskin she can get remarried, then he has to die. Then he will die. Chazal didn't want to paskin that child because that kills him. Because once halacha says he has to be dead, he will be dead. When the tzaddik paskins that he has to be dead, he's dead. So Chazal said, we have to be choshesh that he's alive. That gives him the possibility of surviving, even though it's so far-fetched that he's alive. But the psak halacha of Chazal, that this woman can get remarried, would kill this man. Noach's decision to enter the teva would destroy the world. And therefore Noach held out to the last second. That's what it means, ma'amin ve'ino ma'amin. He didn't want to create the ma'amin. He didn't want to draw the ma'amin onto the world. That's what it means. That's a tzaddik. That's how in Pnimius the Oy Yisrael explains in the name of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, the Maggid of Zlotchev. That's how he explains this pasuk in this the Rashi in Noach. But again, we see from this piece from the Oy Yisrael, we see this yisod that Amunah doesn't only mean belief. Sit back and wait for it to happen. Amunah says, make it happen. Make it reality. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah, Lahavdil, but when we read about like a plane that goes missing, even years later, the people are still waiting and waiting, even if they haven't, or if they found a little bit of evidence, and then really they break down like 3 years later when they abandon the search, because then they feel like they really...
Right, that's the moment they die, right? Board. When people give up, that's exactly right. When people give up on someone, that's the moment when you believe in someone. We said in the past, the Vard about Yosef at Tzaddik, right? How did Yosef resist Eishes Potiphar? Because his father believed in him. And how do you know his father believed in him? So we said, because by Yosef, when he refused Eishes Potiphar, it says Vayamain. Where was the last time you saw the word Vayamain? Vayamain Lestachem. His father wouldn't be comforted that he was dead. Because he can't be comforted for someone who's alive. So Yosef found strength to overcome the ultimate Nisayon because someone believed in him. Someone believed that he was alive. Same thing is true spiritually. When you believe in a Jew, that gives them the ability to achieve. Yeah.
So because the Mabel actually occurred, does that mean that Noah had actual active emunah?
At some point the rain started to come and Hashem forced him into the... But his desire not to accept, he was hoping till the last second, even though it would have been easy to say, they're not doing tshuva at this point. But Noah held out. He said, Hashem, I'm not going to be responsible for the mouth. If you want to give up on these people, you give up on them. But I'm not giving up on them. And Hashem, you know their hearts. You can decide conclusively if they'll never do tshuva. The tzaddik wanted to believe in them till the last second. Okay, bottom paragraph on the page. U'me'achar sh'b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Ba'odam tachas hashibud. Nagu derecheres v'chedva v'asu es kol ha'seder. Kavayasa k'tzurasa k'moshanu osim. Like the Moranayim said, they did a Seder exactly like we did. Even Tachas HaShibud, they tapped into Cheres and the joy of freedom. It was through that belief that they, again, brought their own Gula. Okay, turn to the second side of the page. Yeah. I mean, how do we do this? Why not? Why not? That's what we're trying to do. Why not? Why not? When is the time for Gula? Again, Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer says the world is created in Tishrei. Rabbi Yoshua says the world is created in Nisan. How do we paskin? Drasha Saran. Paskins, like Rabbi Yeshua, which is how we normally paskin, that the world is created in Nisan. What does that mean? We paskin that way, right? Tosfos told us, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, we saw on Sunday. But really, in terms of, I mean, how is the psak nogeya l'alacha? It's nogeya in a few places, but one place it's very nogeya, in a pseudo halachic sense, is when do I look forward to Mashiach's arrival? Because the Gemara says, if the Geula was in Nisan, and the future Geula will also be in Nisan. So that's also, we paskin that. You paskin that the future gula is a nitzah. So the poskim talk about it. Is there an extra chiyuv to believe in Mashiach at the Seder more so than a regular day? When in Nisan is it coming? Is all of Nisan the time for Geula? Look in the Medrash Tanchuma. It sounds like the Seder itself, the 15th of Nisan, precisely will be the time of Geula. There are many sources that indicate. Some sources say the 14th, which is interesting, not for now. Other sources indicate the 15th. So the same way that we left the Tanith, yes, I wasn't joking when I said before, you come in from the street, from a sick and crazy world, you walk into your home, you have a Seder, and you go open the door, and Eliyahu HaNavi is hopefully standing there telling you Mashiach has arrived. It's a night of redemption. Yes, the Geula. Mashiach's coming this year. Countdown begins. We have 14 days till Mashiach. Yeah.
Okay, well, does it make it a more like bigger amuna issue if like let's say Eliyahu HaNavi came to the Seder and then people have to make that chashuv about breaking like let's say breaking halacha to go on a plane or something like that.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying because there's a concept of hasech hadas, so like. Someone have to think to themselves, like, okay, like.
Well, ask Tishbi Atari's Kushas Vavayas. Eliyahu will answer your questions. I'm not a posik. These are weighty shilas. We'll have to ask the Gedolim what to do. If Mashiach comes on Pesach, how does the rest of Pesach work? We'll find out then.
No, but what I'm saying, is there a deeper meaning that, like, we would have to break? I'm saying, like, it would be so big that, like, it would be so convincing that
I don't know.
Just,
Or Rosh Hashanah. I do not know. But the main thing is, let's figure out what we need to do to get Eliyahu to the door. And after he gets to the door, then we'll figure out how to deal with the pressing halachic shilas that are no good. Kamo kein inyan giloy Or Rosh Hashanah. So again, this is the technique. We're not learning an idea. Again, there's nothing abstract of what we're learning today. We're learning practical ways to bring Mashiach. The way they actually did it, we need to do the same exact thing. To have the absolute confidence that it's going to happen, and that makes it happen. So too with regard to Giloy Oro Shel Mashiach. Od Kodam Ba'o B'Pawa. Ki Adua Shebechassidus Medubar Harbel Inyan Zeh. That Chassidus speaks a lot about this idea of experiencing Geula prior to Geula. That you can be living a redeemed life, even in a world that is yet to be redeemed. Even before Mashiach reveals himself, and our eyes can see it, but the light is already shining. That's a gevaldik line. Why does Rav Kluger say, "Bevechinas tosefes Shabbos kodem Shabbos"? So the first thing he's saying is an idea that we spoke about on Lag BaOmer in the past, which is what? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not only Friday afternoon. Erev Shabbos also has to be seen against the backdrop of all of history. So if Mashiach is Yom Shekulo Shabbos, that means this period that we call the Ikvas of the Mashiach can also be referred to, as it is, as Erev Shabbos. And if you remember, we quoted the Magen Avram, who quotes in Arizal, that there's an Indian of tasting the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos, which means we can taste the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos, we can taste the Geula right now. Which is why Sefer Chassidus are exploding with the light of Mashiach. The Torah of Al Shem Tov is the Torah of Mashiach, it's the Torah of the future. And anyone who's Osek in a serious way sees it, it's very obvious. You learn that Torah and you feel like you're learning Torah that's totally beyond this world. Right? When you first discover Sefer Chassidus and the depth of the Torah contained within them, you wonder, like, how did I walk around without ever knowing this before? This is mamash the light of Geula, and it's a Geula for myself, for my life. So that's the first point. But why is it especially beautiful what Rav Kluger is hinting to? Who knows what Rav Kluger is hinting to? What's he hinting to here? Bevechinas Tosefes Shabbos Kodem Shabbos. What's he hinting to in the context of what we're talking about? When do we start counting Sfiras Omer? Mimachar Asa Shabbos. The Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. Why does the Torah call Pesach Shabbos? Mimachar Asa Shabbos, you start counting. That's right, that's why by Tzedukim, They say Shabbos means Shabbos, which is why Shavuos will always be on Sunday for Tzedukah. Because they say, no, we say, no, no, Shabbos means Yom Tov in this context. So we say, Rabbono Shalom, why are you writing Shabbos if it's Yom Tov? Just say, Mimachar Sa Pesach. Say, Mimachar Sa Yom Tov. Mimachar Sa Yom Rishon. Right? Say something that sounds like Pesach. Why are you calling Pesach Shabbos? So I'll give you a very compelling and easy answer from the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael says that Pesach is called Shabbos because who makes Shabbos? Hashem makes Shabbos. We make Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazman. Who makes Shabbos? Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is Kvi of a Kaima. Shabbos happens on its own. We don't make Shabbos happen. The same thing is true with regard to Pesach. So too, with regard to Pesach, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. It's complete, it's Arusa de la Eila. We weren't worthy. We're on the 49th level of Tumah. But that creates a major steer in everything they were saying, because we've been saying all along that what? That we made it happen. So what's the answer? The answer is, how do we show Hashem that we do make Shabbos? Shabbos is Kvi Vakaima. We don't determine Shabbos. Shabbos comes on its own. When the time for Shabbos arrives, it happens. Whether you want it or not. You can't say, oh, I'll start in a couple of minutes. No, no, no. It happens when it comes, but it happens. It's built into creation. You don't control it. The answer is Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos. When you add on to Shabbos, when you show I have a ratzon for Shabbos, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, oh, now you're a partner in my Sebereishis, you're a partner in creating Shabbos, and like we saw numerous times with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Lasos is a Shabbos. Now you made Shabbos. You get credit as if you created Shabbos. So in Mitzrayim, on the one hand, we say, nah, come on, the Jews didn't have anything. We're scrapping around in the Haggadah trying to find a little bit of merit. You know, oh, the blood Pesach, the blood Milah, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, do we have anything, you know, a little something to say that, you know, we deserve to be saved. Bottom line is, we don't deserve to be saved. We have nothing. We were naked and bare, like the Navi Yechezkel says, the pasuk we quote in the Haggadah. We had nothing. Okay, b'damayachi, b'damayachi. Okay, so we didn't have anything. We're on the 49th level of Torah. But the answer is, we had a ratzon, and we sat in Mitzrayim, and we made a Seder, and that made it into reality. So using the model of Tosefes Shabbos and Shabbos to explain the Geula of Pesach, and then to say that's the same thing we need to use now, is it's Mamish Glat Kosher. It's a perfect mashal. Because this is Mamish, this is Tosefes Shabbos, what we're in right now. The Ikfas of the Meshicha is Erev Shabbos. It's our chance to make Tosefes Shabbos. V'hi hi havanas hadvarim. Shekasher Yehudi chai kvar ata ba'odo begalus ba'ofen shel geula. So therefore, this is exactly what we've been explaining. When a Jew lives, again, in a state of geula, even when he's still in galus, v'chai es giloi or Hashem yisbarach bebria lilo meitzarim v'katnis mochin. He allows his mind to be bigger than his natural environment. He lives outside of the boundaries, because again, you have to go outside of time in order to make this reality. You have to experience something that hasn't, from a chronological time standpoint, hasn't arrived yet. Mashiach is beyond. Mitzrayim is way in the past. To be able to draw the past into the now, to draw the future right into the now, you have to be outside of Meitzarim, outside of boundaries, outside the limitations of space and time. El b'chinat yediya, k'mo ha'eis asher, bati mali ha'aretz deyas Hashem, azay b'kach gorim l'kiruv ha'gula. But through the koch of das, which is also a big inyan, it's a big Inyan of Pesach, the Inyan of Das. Paro was the Sitra Achra, was the Klipa of Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzad HaKadusha of Das. To be able to have the mindfulness to tap into something which, again, physically is not here, but using my mind's eye to transcend, again, space and time, in order to mamish, bring the Gula into the now, is exactly the Avodah. And that's why when Mashiach comes, Umala Aretz, Deya As Hashem. That's the Pasuk he's quoting. That the world will be filled with the awareness and the knowledge of Hashem. But if you want to become aware of it now, go for it. Make it happen. Ulechora, next paragraph. Ketzer efshar l'chayos kach. So you'll ask again one last time, but how is it possible to experience this, to actually do this? Harei hagalus od kayemis b'poel. L'maisa l'maisa. There are still terrorists who are calling for the destruction of the Jewish people. So it's very nice that I want to sit at the Seder and play and pretend to act out Geula, but come on, let's be real. The bottom line is, it doesn't make us any safer until Mashiach actually is here, until I open that door and Eliyahu is there. So it's very nice that in my mind I choose to live in a redeemed way. Dimyonos. Says Rav Kluger, you're lying to yourself. Dimyonos shav. It's you're making things up in your head. How does that actually do anything? The Ketzat Tomar Bechoshech Shuei Sor. And you're lying to yourself as you sit in the dark and say, it's so bright in here. No, it's not. You could say it. You could think it. You could pretend. But that doesn't make it reality. Even though we gave examples of again, sometimes belief does become reality. So if Mashiach doesn't come, have I achieved anything? If I open the door and Eliyahu is not there saying Mashiach has arrived, have I achieved anything by pretending, by attaching my mind to Geula, if it's not going to megal itself b'poel? Ach ha-hezber b'zeh, she-kasher yodim sha-or matzoi kvar b'hesig yad, el sha-adayin gonuz v'terem nisgala. If I know it to be true, even if it remains in hiding, even if the light has yet to reveal itself, azay yodim sha-geula eina ha-ar v'choka, kiyim krova v'kayemes v'yizbar od lahala. So what's the takeaway? What happens if I open the door and Eliyahu does not usher in Mashiach? But the fact that what? The fact that I was able to taste Geula means what? Means that it's close. Because you don't taste the Erev Shabbos food on Tuesday. You taste the Erev Shabbos food, the Arizal says, on Erev Shabbos. The fact that you could taste it, the fact that we can even go for it, that it's within reach, is already a great accomplishment. And is a great feeling. And should be mechazik ourselves to keep trying, because we know how close it is. If we're far out, we wouldn't be able to taste it. The fact that we know we can taste, how do you know you're really tasting it? That was yesterday's share. You can't deny what you know to be true. Right? Rav Pinchas Korter writes very interesting things about different tzaddikim throughout different points of history, and because of their location in time, Rav Pinchas Korter says if you were in the middle of time, that was the worst time. He says the middle, because you're farthest away from, you know, Har Sinai / the Geula of Mitzrayim or Bria Samolam, depending on what you call the middle, and you're the farthest point from the light bouncing back from the Geula Shlem. So the middle was the, so to speak, the spiritual dark ages, and that's why there was a lot of, you know, rationalist Jewish philosophy at that time period, because they couldn't see the light from the Sheish Nevarish, they couldn't see the light of the Or HaAsid. So they were living in a dark time. Pinchas Korotzer writes very interesting things about that.
They think they were because of the Mashiach?
No one talked about it because of the Mashiach. No one talked about it. Baal Tanya starts talking about it because of the Mashiach. Chafetz Chaim says we're because of the Mashiach. Okay, we said in the past, because of the Mashiach is a long process. 999 steps in the steps of Mashiach. Right, the Vilna Gaon brings the Rambam. Ve'ez Tzara Hili Yaakov is Gematria 999. There's 999 steps to make Mashiach happen. Okay, but the fact that you're close, is itself a big accomplishment. That's already, that gives you the hope to keep longing. Ukamo Kain, second to last paragraph. Ukamo Kain, Hayuragilim Tzadikim Lomar Shem Chayim Boven Shamach Shava B'Tov Ze'atzmo Mevi Asatov. Like the Tzadikim say, Tracht Gut. Think good, and it'll be good. Meaning what? If you open the door and Eliyahu is not actually there, but guess what? He's a lot closer than he was before you started meditating on his possible arrival. You're making reality. Even if you haven't gone all the way yet. Even if your emuna hasn't created yet, the way that it got the Jews out of Mitzrayim. But your emuna is creating. Hamshacha, it means it's drawing it closer. And that itself is a very chashuv thing. So don't think that your efforts are in vain. Lo rak b'ofen shel tikva. It's not just, again, that you're awakening hope. No. She'odia tov asa, that in the future it's going to be good. That's not what's happening. You're making it reality. V'ipam od nechza b'geula. Ele she'yodeya she'atov asher alav hu miyachel. This good that you are longing for. Kvar matzoi v'kayim. It exists. It is here. Your eyes are a little closer to seeing it. And this, again, using the mind's eye, will strengthen my physical eye until the point that my physical eye will be zochet to see the Geula Shleima. V'zeh pshuto shel inyan hanoda hanikra ha'alas man. And this is the inyan that's talked about in Sifrei Chassidus u'Kabbalah, the raising up, the lifting up of man. What's man? Mayim Nukvin, feminine waters. What does that mean? So he explains. Shebapashtus nira shamakabel harehu davar nifrad min ora asil lios mushpa elav. Val yidei shemegala cheshko likabel me'ora es rotzon ha-mashviya legalos hashpa aso. The way that the tzaddikim often, the Maimar Chazal, the tzaddikim often bring to explain this concept is what? Is the Gemara, I think it's Pesachim. Then more than the calf wants to nurse from the mother wants to give its milk. Right? When the mother has milk, it pains. It pains the mother animal. When a woman is breastfeeding, if the child doesn't extract the milk, it can be very painful for a woman. So even more than the child, whose life depends upon that nourishment, wants the milk, the mother wants to be able to share her milk. A, to provide for her child, and B, to relieve her own discomfort. So therefore, when there's a desire for the child to be makabel, right, when the makabel has a cheshek to receive, then that gives the mashpia a greater desire to reveal his hashpa. Meaning what? When we say to Hashem, we want Mashiach now, then Hashem says, I've wanted Mashiach long before now. But you saying that, by becoming a Kli Kibul, you, so to speak, are Ma'or Hashem to what? To make it happen. Yeah? But it's even deeper than that. He says, "Sha'amuna ha'ara hamushpas kayemes kvar bepoel hi hamamshechas elas otzma ara shetavu lidei giluya." And this last point, it's part of the Vina Hafachud that he's pulling on us at the last second here, but it goes back to the steer I raised a moment ago, which is what he's telling us. It was our ratzon that made the gula, but we always say that what. That Pesach is called Shabbos because Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It's not you at all. It's all from Hashem. And here you're telling me, no, it's our Ratzon, our desire to receive makes Hashem want to be Mashpia. Yeah? So what's the Pshat? So I think the answer is something that that Rav Weinberger once mentioned. I wasn't at the shir, but someone shared it with me. I think it was in one of the Lakuti Halachos shir. What's the machlokas between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Tshuva? Who starts? Who makes the first move? Right? What's the machlokas? Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. That's one possibility. Or Shuva Elai, and then I'll Shuva Elecha. So who makes the first move? Do we threaten Hashem, you go first, and then we'll go? Right? Or Hashem says, no, you go first, and then... So what's the answer? In Pnimius, what's the answer? The fact that Hashem tells us to go first gives us the ability to go first, and then that draws his gula. That's I think the punchline here. Hashem wants to give us Mashiach. We then, in some very, very, very secretive way, realize that, but we don't even realize that he's sending that down to us. We then decide on our own, in quotation marks, to what? To believe in the possibility of Mashiach. And then that belief causes it to actually reveal itself. So, the punchline of all of Judaism is always going to be Enon Bavad. At the end of the day, it's always only Hashem. But Hashem plays this game with us. Hashem inspires us in a very secretive way. The Baskol, that our hearts hear, that our minds and ears don't hear. Yeah, and then we say, Hashem, we want Mashiach now. We sat in Mitzrayim, says the Moreh Na'am. We made a Pesach Seder. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you have a Ratzon to experience Geula when you're still sitting in Golus. Wow, that's amazing. I'm gonna bring the Geula. And that's the same thing we need to do to bring Mashiach. In a period of Tosefes Shabbos, Yom Shekula Shabbos, yes, at the end of the day, it's all in Hashem's hands, but so is everything. Our job is to at least pretend to play our part, which is what? Tosefes Shabbos. To sit here in those final moments before Mashiach comes, and to continue to want Mashiach. And to realize that wanting and that belief in Mashiach is not just, again, an abstract belief, one day it will happen. But it's an amuna that's a hamshacha. It draws it into the hovah. And even if you don't open the door and see Eliyahu standing there, but Mirtz Hashem, when we go through the Pesach Seder, we'll be that much closer to seeing the Gula Shleima with our own eyes.
Amen.
Shkayach.